News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Donald Trump has insisted Iran is interested in a deal. Tehran said that they've completely dismissed the US ceasefire proposal. They've come up with a plan of their own, which has absolutely nothing in it that would be secured. And leaders in Tehran are asking for sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz now and an end to aggression from the US in Israel, amongst many other things. Borzu Daragahi is an Iranian journalist and analyst. He's with us now. Morning, Borzu.
Good morning.
Look, this is a war of words. Who do we believe here?
I don't think you believe anyone at this point. But I think that you can look underneath the proposals that both the Iranians and the Americans sent, and you can see that, like, neither side is serious. The Iranian demands were maximalist and insulting to the Americans. The American demands were maximalist and insulting to the Iranians. Meanwhile, the U.S. is building up ground forces around the Persian Gulf area ahead of an assault. I think these proposals from the White House were meant to ease capital markets and oil markets ahead of an assault that is probably coming this weekend, weather permitting.
We've got so many different messages that are coming out of the White House. Donald Trump is now saying the US had no choice but to go to war. He's threatening to unleash hell. And at the same time, he says, well, no, we are actually negotiating with the Iranians and they're great. You're right in saying we can't actually trust anybody on this. But is it possible that somebody in the Iranian regime who is not in charge is negotiating with the Americans in the hope that they'll take over?
I don't think so. I think that's not realistic at this point. I think that there have been so many purges within the Iranian regime that is not likely. More likely than not, there are some indirect communications going on via the Pakistanis, via the Qataris, perhaps via some European countries. And those communications are being mistaken as diplomacy by the Trump administration. I think the Iranians are under no illusions. They're not looking at the diplomatic talk. They're looking at the buildup of personnel and equipment that is headed toward them.
Yeah, and the strikes continue on neighboring Arab states. Just reading there on the wires this morning that two people have been killed in Abu Dhabi by a falling intercepted missile. So if Iran was trying to do more to keep their neighbors on board, it's not being reflected.
I don't think the Iranians are trying to keep their neighbors on board. The Iranians view Abu Dhabi, that is the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia as participants in the conflict. And they have a point. The U.S. is using those two countries as launching pads for airstrikes, as well as for artillery, heavy-duty artillery strikes, and so on. U.S. military personnel, according to the New York Times, are also hiding out in hotels and residences and offices in those countries right now. So to the Iranians, at least, those countries are fair game.
Finally, Borzu, if there are thousands of U.S. troops flooding into the Gulf, what is the likely plan of action? Is it to take this island, Karg Island, where all the oil is, in the hope of ramping up pressure? Or could it be something more significant than that, do you think?
I don't think there's anything more significant than Karg Island. But I think what they might try to do first is grab one of the little islands along the Strait of Hormuz as a staging ground to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. That's not exactly the most realistic point of view, because the problem with the Strait of Hormuz is not just physically reopening it, but to assure insurers and shipping companies that there won't be further instability in that narrow waterway.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. Borzu Daragahi, Iranian journalist, thanks very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk, conversation that counts.